It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and I want to kind of take a step back. I know last week we kind of talked about becoming an expert, but I want to kind of take a step back, and I want to talk about creating content, and creating content not for you, but for your audience. Now, it's hilarious. When I think about this topic, it's something that I had to learn the hard way. And it's no secret. If you look back at my previous content, even go to my personal Instagram and go through there, you're going to see just a ton of BlackBerry stuff. Heck, if you're even watching this YouTube video right now, you'll notice that I have my BlackBerry Key 2 here, and then I have my BlackBerry Bold, my first and my last BlackBerry. Now, when I started Rustech, I loved BlackBerry. I still love BlackBerry, but yeah, I had to move on. But I love BlackBerry so much that all of my content was consumed by BlackBerry stuff. And in my head, I thought, well, having a phone with a keyboard isn't something you see every day. And when I was at local networking events, I would always have my BlackBerry on me, and I'd have it on a table face up so people could see the keyboard. And that was a great conversation starter. That really got me a lot of leads and a lot of friends and a lot of acquaintances while I was out networking. So I thought, well, that works very well in a setting where I'm actually in-person networking. That's going to be a great hook for people to stop and see my content and then see what I have to say. Now, unfortunately, it did the opposite. Nobody cared about BlackBerry. It was a brand that died before it actually died. No one really cared to see a phone with a keyboard. Everybody had iPhones, Samsungs, Google Pixels, whatever the case may be. No one cared about BlackBerry. What I was doing was I was creating content I'd like to see and I like to engage with. And then I realized, well, that's just not exactly what people want to see. So I kind of had to really dive in and adjust the way I did created content so I could find the right audience and get the people that I want engaging with my content. Now, how do you do that? Well, first you have to know who your audience is. You have to know the audience that you want to reach. Okay. Now, one of the ways to do that, start following your dream 100. Who are your dream audience? Who's your dream customers? And who are the people that are very successful at what you're doing as well? Start following those people, start engaging on their content, and start to see what others are doing. Other people engaging with that content, what they're creating, take all of that content, model that to fit yourself and deliver your message. So you're going to kind of model, not copy, you're going to model what your dream audience is doing. And then when you start targeting the right audience, your audience with that, they're going to engage a little bit more. And really that's it. It's that simple. Create content that your audience wants to see, not what you want to see. Because trust me, I made that mistake. Nobody wants to see BlackBerries. And I've moved past that. Now you're just inundated with Rocketbook stuff, but that's besides the point. Anyways, that's really all I had to talk about. And I really want to dive in more and help you with your business hands-on. So what I'm doing is I've got a couple spots right now where we're able to work with two more clients. And because of that, I want to have a conversation and to see if we're the right fit. So all you have to do is head to rustechmedia.com/grow and let's have a conversation to see if we're the right fit for each other. Anyways, that's all we have for you this week. So hopefully you got a little bit out of it. Hopefully you create content for what your audience wants to see. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week.